And we are back. We're here with John Cruz, one of the principals of Worldwide Auctioneers. John, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Greg. It's great to be here and always wonderful to talk with you and excited for our time together.
Well, very good. Well, you and I have known each other a long time, and you come from one of the leading auction families in the country, I should say. Your family's been conducting auctions since the early 1970s, I guess, and even before that. I should say in the car arena since the 1970s, but even before that is auctioneers.
Yes, my grandfather went to the Ruppert School of Auctioneering in 1952. I'm very pleased and honored to be able to actually own that auction school now, so we get to train auctioneers. In addition to being one, I'm very proud and also honored to have the auction legacy, and I hope that I'm able to build off the positive aspects of that and be a thought leader and an innovator and obviously just do a great job as an auctioneer. And we're focused on the collector car space as Worldwide Auctioneers, but really just supporting the entire industry because I love the auction industry. I think it's a fantastic part of American business culture. And so we're just grateful to be able to do what we do.
Well, Worldwide Auctioneers kind of got your start in Texas, is my understanding. And you guys have always been a catalog auction company, as opposed to like the legacy companies of your family, which were more of a generalized collector car auction company. Can you tell us a little bit of differences between what they did and what you do as a catalog auction company?
Sure. Yeah, you are correct. Our first auction as Worldwide Auctioneers was in Texas, and we're very, very proud of that, and we love Texas. And, you know, what we have tried to focus on is really being a boutique advisor to collector car owners and enthusiasts. And by that definition, we're trying to deal with fewer cars and be able to have a much better relationship with those owners and pay more attention to them. And so we found that smaller numbers of cars bought and sold allow for that, and that's really why we like that. And certainly the opportunity because of that to really highlight those cars, spend a little more time marketing and research. So that's really the main difference, and there's nothing wrong with the other style where a lot of us have seen on TV yet today, where you're just selling thousands of cars, and you know there's a place for that in our industry, absolutely. We're looking to be kind of the other side of that where, again, we're having fewer cars and can spend some more time with folks.
Well, I have a number of clients that I've steered towards Worldwide Auctioneers, and they've all been very satisfied with their experience with you guys. And, of course, I've attended many of your auctions over the years. But you guys are now embarking on something that's really kind of new. You are going to be conducting an auction in the Middle East. And to my knowledge, it's the first time that an American auction company and perhaps any collector car auction company has collected or conducted that type of auction. So tell us a little bit about what's going to happen and how that came to be.
Well, I'll tell you what, whenever opportunity knocks, you better hope you're prepared. So we believe we've been preparing for that type of thing. And as we discovered what was going on over in the Middle East, what we really learned was that while none of us are perfect, none of the folks in the Middle East are perfect, but the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia has really been a leader in advancing individual freedoms for a massive people group. And so I applaud those efforts. And there's nothing like an automobile to bring folks together, certainly from different backgrounds and different cultures. And so part of his vision of this opportunity-based society that he's really leading, bringing in different industries and different opportunities is at the forefront of that. And a lot of people in the Middle East love cars. The Crown Prince is a young guy. He's in his 30s. A lot of the key folks over there are in their 30s, and so am I. So I think there's certainly a camaraderie from an age standpoint, and Rod and I are the youngest collector car auction company owners in the world. And so that's certainly one thing, but I obviously our reputation of doing things the right way and treating people well and having honesty and integrity in our transactions was a big part of that. And I'll tell you what, they did a lot of homework and they spent a lot of time with a lot of the auction companies that they could select anybody they wanted to. And in addition to the age factor and our reputation, another big thing was when they talked to everybody, as we've come to learn, when I got the phone call, my initial reaction was, well, this would be a history-making opportunity. We'd love to figure out a way to do that. And I think everybody else was maybe a little more shy in their responses. And so we wanted to do it. We're excited to be able to do it. It's been a huge, huge undertaking and a big learning process. I love to learn. So learning with different cultures, while we're kind of doing the same thing in terms of, hey, we're selling cars, but when you do it under different circumstances, it's really a big challenge and an exciting opportunity. And so that's a little bit about how that came about. And it's been quite an adventure thus far.
And John, I know the kind of the process you guys go through to get consignments here in the U.S., but were there special challenges to getting consignments? I've looked at the auction website, and you've got some pretty spectacular cars consigned for this thing. So how do you go about getting those cars? Were they in the Middle East? Were they brought in for the sale, or how does that work?
Almost all of the cars that we're offering for sale are coming from the United States. And they wanted that. They wanted to have the infusion of our American car culture and auction culture. And so I tell you what, it was difficult. And as you can imagine, most folks are just, you know, anytime you're thinking of going to a car auction, it's pretty simple to do here. There's a lot of options. So why in the world would you do it somewhere else? And the answer to that is that the Middle East is one of, if not the biggest emerging market in the collector car space. And a lot of the sweeping changes in terms of laws and regulations specific to the car industry are taking place. A lot of folks have learned about women being issued driver's licenses. And, you know, I mentioned individual freedoms and being able to drive an automobile anywhere is a huge freedom that we sometimes take for granted. Obviously, I have responsibilities with that here in the States, as other people do, just from a safety standpoint. But that's been huge. So the car market effectively doubled with women being able to drive cars, and they like them just like guys do. So that's been a big thing. But also modified cars, you were not allowed to bring in, and custom cars, all that type of thing. So there's just a huge marketplace that these folks have never had an opportunity to buy this type of car in their country ever before. So it's pretty remarkable. And again, sometimes we take for granted what we've got here, and I can only start to comprehend the excitement that the Saudis are feeling as they get ready for this to be able to participate, be able to buy some of these cars they've never been able to before. So it's pretty cool.
Now, John, I know this is part of a larger event, and there's a number of celebrities, at least from the car world, they're going to attend. Can you tell us about that very briefly?
Absolutely. It's going to be a massive event. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has a series of events, or seasons as they refer to them as. And so Riyadh season is going on right now. They have several thousand events taking place over the course of 60 days, including over 100 big events. And one of those, one of the highlights, is the car show that we're part of. So there's a lot of automotive experiences that are going to be taking place. And so far, they have also underestimated the amount of attendees at all these events they're having. So they're estimating 250,000 people
wow.
to participate in this event. And for those of you that are into following the amount of attendees at different types of car events around the country, that's a massive number. And again, they have underestimated thus far every event. So this is going to be, from a people and attendance standpoint, one of the largest car shows in the world. And
now,
certainly will be the largest and of its kind in the Middle East. And we're excited about that. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
John, we only have a few seconds left. So if people want to find out more information about this, or they want to register to bid, or just in general, where would they go to find that information?
WorldwideAuctioneers.com. WorldwideAuctioneers.com. You can watch videos about the event, look at all the cars, register to bid. You can bid by phone. A lot of ways to participate. It's not too late to hop on a plane and fly over there. I tell you what, it is really a wonderful experience. They have opened their doors up to people from all across the globe. You can Uber around just like you do here. It's really a neat experience. I've been over there several times and excited to go back here again here in a few days. So if anybody has a remote inkling to go, hop on worldwideauctioneers.com, check it out, and hop on a plane, come over and see us.
John, thanks for being on with us today, and give my regards to your lovely wife, Abby, and to your partner, Rod Egan. And we appreciate you being on the show. And who knows, maybe I'll get to come, if not this year, I'll come next year, because I hope this becomes an annual event for you guys.
Absolutely. We'd love it. Let's do it.
All right, John. See you soon.